Oh, in Jesus' name we come today, and we're thanking you, oh, for everything and in all things, Lord. And only you could do that by your grace. Lord, thank you again for the vision that keeps us going. The vision, praise God, that you love us. How simple it is, oh, that you love us. Thank you, Jesus, and draw us into that more and more this day. Grow it up into us, Lord. Let us know the love of Christ. It's your will, and help us to lay hold of it. Lord, as we understand how much you love us, then, oh my goodness, how much we'll believe. Yea, even the deep things of God. Oh, the things that we thought, oh, it might be for somebody else but Jesus. Hallelujah, you met me. And thank you, Lord, that you do that for us. And God, it's only through your word. It's only through by faith. God, help us to believe today. Help us to be quick to believe today. We don't have much time, Lord God. And just encourage us, Lord, to not delay, Lord God, and to stir up the gift, Lord Jesus, that's within us, Lord. And you did it, Lord, because of the blood of Jesus. We thank you for all of it, God, and just have your way. May you and you alone be magnified, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 6 this morning, and we'll begin reading in Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 9. And it says there, but beloved, oh, isn't that wonderful? Doesn't that get your attention? He's speaking to you, beloved. And notice those words, and see, that's how a husband speaks to a wife, beloved, my love, praise God. Now, that kind of gets you to rise up. We are persuaded better things of you. And things that accompany salvation. See, it's just the beginning. You know, the salvation now are the things that accompany it. Hallelujah. The beauty that we behold in it. Though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Praise God. See, the much, the more. That ye, here we go. This is where we're going to be, is in this 12th verse. That ye be not slothful, but followers of them. And again, the them is, we're in this Hebrews, the worthies of faith. And specifically, as we'll read today, Abraham. But followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And as we said earlier, aren't we so thankful to Jesus that that inheritance, it's always inherit. It's not that you earn the promises. See, that's not going to happen. Praise be to God. But that you inherit. You just grow up into it. That's what inheritance is. You just grow up into it. It's yours. Praise be to God. But brothers and sisters, before us again today is in all the scriptures, my goodness, the key, praise God, to peace and rest. I love that. I love how loving our God is. I'm so thankful that he truly is the God of all comfort. You want the key to peace and rest? Believe, wait, and inherit. Isn't that wonderful? Believe, wait, and inherit. And you think about the inheritance. Do you realize how rich your father is? No, you don't. But everything you could ever imagine, that doesn't even get close. But my goodness, how rich your father is and what you stand to inherit. I'm thankful to God. I am speaking and preaching by God's grace today to the aristocracy, the ones that will inherit the treasure of God. Praise God. This is incredible stuff. And see, God in his rich mercy, he lays out for our lives so perfectly what we need. And it is so simple. Believe my word. We've been hearing it all throughout today. Turning to everything else but what's already there. It's been calling you all the time. But yet you've been looking over here and looking over there. It's like, whoosh, praise be to God. See how that worked? Got your attention. He wants you. He wants your undivided attention. Look into my face. Look into my eyes. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. And how wonderful it is. But see, brothers and sisters, he's saying, believe my word. Believe my word. Right? By faith. Amen? And let's never forget what believe my word is. That's what faith is. See, sometimes we get to thinking faith might be something different than the word of God. It is not. Faith is the word of God. Faith is not happy thoughts. Faith is not, oh, there's many ways out there to get it done. Faith comes one way, and that's by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's amazing what we try to do to ourselves to get ourselves to believe. You don't get yourself to believe, you just believe. God said it, and it's so. Amen? Praise be to God, it's that way. It is that simple, and I love it that we have this precious Lord that it's so simple. Honey, hear my word, hear my word, hear my word. Believe it. Wait. Wait. And you. And you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, as them, praise be to God, all them in the word, you'll inherit the promises. Little lords of all. Isn't that wonderful how he draws everything in? If you haven't been here, go read Galatians 4:1. If you're a child of God, you're a little Lord of all. But you need to grow up into the inheritance. You understand that, right? I have children that will inherit by God's grace, but they need to grow up into it. I'm not going to give them it right now. I know that kind of hurts some of their feelings, but, you know, it's not going to happen. They got to grow up. Amen? Understand the treasure. To whom much is given, much is required. This good stuff. Praise the Lord, you're rich. But you'll never be more than understanding of a servant in the kingdom unless you grow up into who you are in Christ. Isn't that incredible? It's there. It's there, brothers and sisters. It's so incredible because it's there. And you think of these promises and how beyond they are. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon me. You think that's an incredible promise? See, these aren't just the promises to come. These are the promises of God right now to your life. How about I will perfect that which concerns you? How about the promises, I will never leave you nor forsake you? What do you think? Amen? Praise be to God. What about the promise? Are you a child of God this morning? The promise then, you're an heir of God, an heir of God, and the promise of, and joint heirs if so be, you suffer together with me, that, honey, we might be glorified together. That's just the beginning, praise be to God, of many of these wonderful promises. Hallelujah. And you see, these promises are not like man's promises, oh no. See, a man's promise is something that may or may not come through. And let me emphasize, may not come through. Amen? Amen. We know that. It might have had a good intent behind it. It might have had everything that was within my flesh, which is zero. But God's promises, and not just God's promises, but in 2 Corinthians 1:20, it says, all God's promises. See, I love how God does that. He's going to really make you know what he's talking about. It should have been enough for me to just tell you my promises. But ye that are quick to unbelief, get it. All God's promises are yea and amen. Yea and amen. That means they're assured, faithful, and true. Okay. Done deal. They're just done. Amen? Come on now, it's there, brothers and sisters. As God has always encouraged in his word, enter in. Romans 8:25 tells us, but if we hope, listen to this, if we hope for what we see not, if we hope for what we don't see, okay? Then we with patience wait for it. See, if you're hoping for things that you're seeing, there's no patience in that. No patience in that at all. That just becomes a covetous, idolatrous wonder. A nothing. A waste. But if you hope for what you see not, then we with patience wait for it. And I think how wonderful. That's the precious word of God. See, brothers and sisters, we don't see these things with our eyes. We don't. But they're more real by faith than anything. Faith is the evidence, isn't it? Praise God. It's the substance, hallelujah, of things not seen. We know this, brothers and sisters, because the word of the Lord tells us so. And these promises are ours. And that's exactly what faith is. And we're talking about the faith into the promises of God. And here in this precious scripture, we have Abraham. He's our example. And I love Abraham. I love reading about him. You remember him, the one that God called out? Just like you? Do you know God called you out? This was not an exclusive love company to one. This is to you. God called you out. And remember, Abraham, he was the one that he didn't know whither or where he was going. Just like you. Amen? Come on now. You know what I'm talking about. He said, just walk. Praise be to God, he didn't ask where he was going. God called me. Why should I worry? He's got the path. Amen? He's the lamp unto my feet. Amen? This is the walk of faith, not by sight. And praise be to God. How did it turn out for Abraham? Well, let's see. Verse 15. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Just like you. Just like you. You. You know how patience comes, don't you? Come on. And you know what? It's not a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing. He wants patience, and he's going to give you tribulation. You know what tribulation is? It's trial, isn't it? Didn't we just rejoice a moment ago, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me? He loves you. He'll bring it, won't he? It's okay. I'm not going to hear him go, no. Happy are ye, it says in the Word of God. Did the Word of God say that or not? Did it? It also said it's not joyous for the moment, but we know. But we know. Aren't you glad you know? So you don't suffer for nothing. You're suffering for something. And let me tell you something. That's something you're suffering for. Oh, my. I'm happy for you, too. Because I'm happy for me. When we look into the Word of God, we cannot help but be happy. Oh, Jesus, it's coming. My day is coming. Oh, this has torn my heart out. This has just run over me 4 and 5 times back and again. But I know. But I know. Hallelujah. I'm going to inherit the promise. Praise be to God. Oh, it's so wonderful, brothers and sisters. It's so exceeding. It's so beyond. See, no wonder we need more faith here. We really do, because you think of the promise that was offered to Abraham. It wasn't even worthy to be compared with the promise that he's offering to you. We're talking about exceeding great and precious promises, a better thing. Abraham had to have great faith, didn't he? Come on now, you know that. He was in comfort company. He was there, but God called him out. Well, that's God. I'm going to go. Amen? And he went. And think of that incredible promise that he gave him. My goodness, the promise that explains really what's going on in this world in many ways. Greatest problem right over there in the Holy Land. All because of that promise. Come on now. As that man said, he said, I'll tell you what, you explain that to me and other than the Bible. And then maybe I'll think about quit believing in God. He needed to really believe in God. But it was the truth. Because you can't explain that conflict. How deep-rooted it is. How it will never be resolved. Oh, there will be a seeming peace when that one rises up. And this world is calling out for it right now. And they will wander after that Antichrist. They will wander after him. Oh, he's so Christ-like. Oh, yeah. But God, in a short bit of time, will put that down. Amen. Okay. So we know these things. But you think about the great promise that was given to Abraham and how he had to believe greatly. He did. Took faith. But it says it was counted unto him for righteousness. He believed God, and that's what it took. That's all it was. I just believe you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How much more faith, though, brothers and sisters? But still the simplicity of that faith. Lord, you said it. It's for me. But it takes even more faith to believe even the greater promises of God wherewith you have been given. Abraham was not given the things that you are given today. Abraham was not presented to be glorified together with Christ in the sense of a husband and wife. Abraham, by God's grace, was given a mighty place in those 24 elders. They're mighty close to that throne. But there's only one company of the four living ones that are right in the midst of it. It's all there. And yes, a mystery shown to Paul, but a mystery not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. And praise be to God, the Spirit's preaching to us today. The ones, I believe, many that love his appearing. Hallelujah. Now, in James 5:7, it tells us very clearly that the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth. So the husbandman, just like this, you know, the vineyard keeper and all that, he's waiting, he's patient for that precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and the latter rain. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the Godhead waiting for us. And he's waiting for us to be fully matured. He's waiting for us to be ripe for the picking. Amen? The author and finisher of our faith. There's a perfect amount of time. You talk about a ready time. Hallelujah. And God is doing this and has the patience to wait for it. And he's saying, honey, I'm waiting for you. Don't you have enough love to wait for me? See, he wants that same waiting, that patience, brothers and sisters, in that readied wife. It's going to be there. It will be there because she's like him. She's like him. There's an anticipation. Isn't there? Praise God. Isn't there a groaning? You don't think Christ Jesus is groaning today at the right hand of the Father saying, oh, Father, could it be today? See, that's the one thing that the Father knows, that Jesus Christ, he's waiting on. I just love the story. It's beyond. Father, can I go get her? Son. Oh, what those conversations are. Hallelujah. It speaks them to my heart because you know why? Because it's the same conversation in my heart. I want to see you, Lord. I do want to see you so much. I groan. There's times I'm telling you, I don't know if I'm here or there. I really don't. I better stop. I was thinking about that husbandman stuff. We were driving through Italy last year, and I told you about this. And it was this time of year we were driving through. And I had never seen, I'm telling you, millions upon millions of those grapevines. But you know, they always show you the lovely pictures of the grapevines, you know, with the blossoms or they're full of grapes and all of that. Well, when I was out there, they looked like big old dead stumps. I mean, there wasn't anything, there wasn't even a branch on them things. They looked like they were dead. Let's just call it what it is. But you know what? I knew better. I knew better that in that vine, praise God, it was just full of life. And it was coming. It was just a matter of time. And it was so wonderful that nothing was going to stop that fruit from appearing. And I love how the word of the Lord even says it to the pinnacle of pinnacles, what will be someday. Oh, I know that sometimes we look around and we say, oh, Lord, boy, your word is true. It doth not appear what we shall be. But we know. When he shall appear, we shall be like him. Now, come on. Now, you think that's worth the wait? You think you could just sit still for that vapor life? Yeah, I think so. Or do you think it's just been too hard on you, honey, that he's touched you with such grace to receive a message of the gospel of the glory. That, honey, I have one vision for you. Descending from heaven, having my glory. And I will make known unto all them that I have loved thee. And I will have them to come down before thee and to bow down and worship thee. Brothers and sisters, come on. You know those ones that murmured and complained in the desert? And all the time they were walking around that promise. They walked around that land again and again and again. It was right there. And their murmuring, it kept them out. And their bones waxed in the desert. And all I can say is, God help you. God help me. Quit the murmuring. Quit the complaining by God's grace. He's got it. Every one of those little heartaches has the greatest of meaning as you turn it to God. Oh, hallelujah, another overcoming. Hallelujah, another overcoming. Glory upon glory upon glory into His very image. Amen. 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 Come on. This is the perfection's beyond. But I think about those vines that I saw out there, and just like Abraham, I'm going to ask you something. Did they toil? Did they work to get it? Huh? Did they labor at all? Nope, 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 nope. Abraham believed. Abraham believed it was in him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Abraham believed God had given it to him, and he waited by faith. Abraham, it says, was not looking for a city down here. How many of you are still looking for a city down here? Come on now. This is, search me, O Lord. Search me, O Lord. If there be any wicked way, lead me in the way everlasting. You won't grow up into the inheritance searching for a city down here. Oh, no. See, this brother, he was looking for a city with foundations whose builder and maker was God. Amen? Amen. Now we'll close it up. And I'm thankful to God. I believe that by His grace that you like this. I believe by His grace that it sounds wonderful to you. Because it is. I'm just thankful by His grace it sounds wonderful to you. That it didn't just pass you by and you were yawning. Because it is so wonderful and it is so mighty. But I'm going to tell you something. All of these exceeding great and precious promises that are to you will have no meaning to you unless you get a vision of these promises. Do you know that? Amen. Amen. Are you going to see it afar off? Or are you going to get in? Amen. Get in. And don't just get into the ankle or to the knee or to the thigh or to the belly. I'm telling you, get into where they see you no more. Yeah. That's the transformation. That's when you become transparent. That's when all they see in you is they walk in this place. You know, I couldn't remember her name, but I called her Jesus Lady. One of the greatest testimonies to my heart. That's the transformation of the sons of God. And it's going on. And it's going on. Hallelujah. But see, unless we really believe, brothers and sisters, and it's believing that the power of the love of Christ, see, it was the power of the resurrection, the power of the love of Christ. He's given this to you. You have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. just as in that same type where God called Abraham out. And he said, son, I give this to you. This is my covenant to you. Oh, an agreement. Hallelujah. Beyond. It's yours. You've entered into it because of me. And he's entered into you, and it is us in Christ, and it is Christ in us. You have this. By God's grace, you have this. There isn't anything lacking. And this is what he's getting at here. You have inherited it. There is nothing to earn. This is all by grace. He has called you. He has chosen you. What will you do with it? I've seen young people that have inherited things and squandered them. And then I've seen ones that have been such a grace and a praise to their daddy and mom's heart, where they grow up into it. They cherish it. They're thankful for it. They know that they didn't deserve it, but it was mine because I was born of it. That's what you are born of forever. The blood of the Lamb has done this. The transaction's been made. You are redeemed. You are now the Son of God. Yes. There should be a groaning, brothers and sisters, to enter into this. And in a moment, this precious time is going to expire. And it is. The time, the Word of God says, when time shall be no more, the time to have the bride ready, it's gone. It will be no more. And this precious moment will have passed you by. Brothers and sisters, as it says right here, about them. He's talking about full overcomers. Those are them. And yes, they had them in the Old Testament. And I'm so thankful the Old Testament was full of them. But by the grace of God, and it's not just about this place, but I'm just speaking to this place today and anybody who may hear this. This is about you. And just as them, be not slothful. Be not slothful. Don't be a murmurer. Don't put it off for another day. Don't say, well, you know what, I've heard this time and time again. It's okay. No, it's not okay. That's not okay. Lord, let it be the beat of my heart. If by any means, if by any means, if by any means, if by any means. There's more, there's more, there's more, there's more. And every time he brings us together, and every time he opens that word for you, because he does it, there's more, and there's more. But you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience. Let's believe, let's wait. Inherit the promises. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Yes. Oh, glory. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, let's just stand and praise him. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.